Jeopardy! Host Ken Jennings calls on Democrats to prosecute Trump White House staff at every level. By Jerome Hudson on January 8, 2026. Ken Jennings, host of Jeopardy!, took to his Blue Sky account on Wednesday and said any Democrat candidate who prosecutes former members of President Donald Trump's White House regime has his vote in 2028. "The prosecute the former regime at every level candidate has my vote in 2028," Ken Jennings wrote in a viral post on the liberal-friendly social media site. "The prosecute the former regime at every level candidate has my vote in 2028. Ken Jennings, at kenjennings.bsky.social, January 7, 2026 at 3:26 p.m. Jennings continued, saying it's been a dark week, but I just saw someone reply to an abolish ICE post with a scoldy blue sky try abolish DHS and that joy will sustain me for a little while. The game show host was responding to viral videos showing a woman driving her car into an ICE agent just before she was fatally shot in a Minneapolis, Minnesota neighborhood. The woman was identified as 37-year-old Renee Nicole Good. Good, a U.S. citizen with a 6-year-old son, was part of a group of protesters obstructing federal agents apprehending dangerous illegal migrants, according to the Department of Homeland Security. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem said Wednesday an Immigration and Customs Enforcement officer shot Good, who was stalking and impeding agents all day. Democrat politicians in Minnesota struck an entirely different tone. Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey, D, called on ICE agents to get the fuck out of Minneapolis, while Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, D, said the state will ensure there is a full, fair, and expeditious investigation to ensure accountability and justice. The number of DHS and ICE agents in Minneapolis had been surging for weeks, as part of President Trump's ever-expanding crackdown on criminal illegal migrants. Jerome Hudson is Breitbart News Entertainment editor and author of the book 50 Things They Don't Want You to Know About Trump. Order your copy today. Follow Jerome Hudson on Twitter and Instagram at Jerome E. Hudson.